Director Chandler?
Here.
Director Cupp?
Here.
Director McIntosh? Director Mitchell?
Here.
Director Thompson?
Here.
Great.
All right, close session. Boy, we're right on the button today. Welcome to the Lake Chestina Community Services District special meeting. We're returning to open session, so I guess we gotta do another roll call unless somebody slipped under the table for whatever reason. So Jenny?
Yep, Director Chandler?
Here.
Director Cupp?
Yeah.
Director McIntosh?
Here.
Director Mitchell?
Here.
Director Thompson?
Here.
Special, I'm gonna leave the plate of business today.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the closed session will be continued after. There's some proper way to word this, but I don't know what it is. Will be continued after. We'll go back into closed session after the open session. Do you have any comments to make?
No, it's just good to see everybody here.
Okay, so we have one item to discuss and decide today, and it's a new resolution. And I think our general manager is the best person to introduce it.
Thank you. So at our last meeting, we discussed the possibility of doing some kind of a emergency assessment reduction for the homes that were lost due to the mill fire. Especially with the new billing cycle coming up April 1st, as soon as those bills go out and people get them, our phones are gonna explode with these people calling us. I did speak with our attorney on this. Actually, she wrote most of this, and then we made a few edits to it after that. She said, absolutely, we can do that. It's not a big deal for us to do it due to the fire and the emergency that did take place. I did change under the third whereas, the board would like to reduce the associated assessment for, and it said improved lots of the affected. I actually changed it. I want to change that to homes lost, because there's a few homes out there that were damaged in the fire, but they weren't lost. And those people shouldn't be able to have their fees reduced because they're still working on those homes. They're still in those homes. They're still using the services. There's only one house I can think of that's actually pretty boarded up that took a lot of damage over on Rainbow that may qualify. I just don't want a bunch of people to come in here and thinking that they can jump on the bandwagon, so to speak. Sure. We already have one individual that thinks he should be able to do that, and he had nothing to do with the fire. So, and then down below where it says the LSC CSD may consider, it said applications in a bunch of this, and we changed it to written requests because we don't have an application for it, and second of all, really all we need is an email if you requesting that you want these fees, you know, reduced on your lot until such time, I believe it was until Sharon changed that, until
Water and Sewer App.
Until the Water and Sewer App, the application has been received, setting in motion the what is now our current billing policy for those connected services. Margaret had it until, I think originally it said
occupancy.
And that's actually not how it works under our billing system, so we made that change to it. And you know, really, we're talking about, 26 homes were lost from the fire that were actually completely burnt down. So right now I know there's at least one person that's gonna build back on their lot. I think there's one other that I know of, and then somebody else is building a house in a different location, not on that lot. So. We do have some buildings that are coming back up, and I think we're going to get more and more as time goes on. It's going to be a slow process. They're still working through trying to deal with insurance companies and the attorneys for Roseburg and matters like that. So Anyways, it's just, you know, we're just trying to help ease the pain a little bit. And, you know, ultimately these homes are gone. They're not there. Should they still be paying fees? They should really technically probably be back to unimproved lots and paying those fees, an unimproved fee instead of the actual improved assessment. Of course, that's greatly reduced. So I think it's the right thing for us to do as a board for these individuals. And
technical questions?
I haven't had time to read this whole thing, but is the percentage of reduction on here somewhere? The percentage of reduction? Or does it just say...
It did, where did it say? Do we remove that?
No, that was never in there. It's just a reduction is the...
Well, under,
reduction. We did not specify like an amount or anything like
under,
that.
Under be it therefore resolved that, it says, may consider for emergency assessment reduction from any assessment fees established per the current respective ordinances. So the way I read it, it's up to the GM to decide how much of a break to give the person.
And it would just be, yeah, and it would just be taking it back to an unimproved lot, which is what it really should be. And that's, we did that with one homeowner already that put in a request almost right afterwards because they weren't going to build on the property at all. It was a back and forth email I had actually with that individual that they may be due some their connection fees again, but we're not really interested in doing that. They've already paid their connection fees, so we charge them time and material to remove everything, and we'll charge them time and material to hook it back up, which is a couple hundred dollars. It's not a lot. So we at least recoup our costs on doing it for them. And they're the ones that are actually decided to rebuild. So, but I get it, you know, I understand. But I had some long conversations. Rick and I actually talked quite a bit about this. That's kind of how it got brought about. And we talked about whether or not, you know, it's even feasible to, if these people disconnect, to recharge them a connection fee when they've already paid, you know, and it's, you know, what's the difference? You have, so you have some lots out here that people paid the connection fee for water and sewer years ago, and somebody buys that lot and that connection fee has been paid with us. So it's one of the, that's one of the lots you look for when you buy, because it's already been paid. There's one of them right next door to me. And the guy wants a little more for the lot because he's paid those fees, and technically it's worth it. So I think it's a great idea. Thank you, Rick.
Did that answer your question?
So yeah. Purposely we just leave the amount out, not say that it's going to be brought back to X dollars. Just leave it. Yeah. I mean, I just think of these things as being historical, and you want to look back and say, oh, what did we do?
Could add in there that it's going to be put back to an unimproved lot fee. It's we could add that. I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Maybe
the board would like to reduce the associated assessment for homes lost back to unimproved assessments by the 2022 well, mill fire.
The third whereas. And then just kind of back to unimproved lot status.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you put it back to if you just say it's back to an unimproved lot status, then that those fees are associated with that. You don't need to spell out the fees.
Right. Therefore, paragraphs unless.
See, that's your. I know. I caught that.
Current respective ordinances. Does that cover it?
Yes. Yeah, because so.
Where is that's the first result.
The first, where was that?
You wouldn't say CSD may consider written requests for emergency assessment reduction to, and explain what, like you are in the whereas paragraph you're talking about?
So we're reading.
I see where you are.
Therefore, resolve that.
Yep.
And then the paragraph after that, we're rewriting that sentence to somehow. But
also include the change.
Yeah, the current respective ordinances. So that in the current ordinances, it spells out improved and unimproved lots in there. So when Margaret wrote this, she actually called us for, I don't know, she wanted a bunch
any
of information.
Any applicable resolutions.
Yeah, any resolutions,
were
ordinances.
Regarding fees, yep. Of assessments.
And everything before she even wrote this. So
So saying it in the whereas clause?
I think it's putting it in the whereas. We're covered in there.
Okay, any other technical questions?
Yes, Carolyn. I want to remove the word may after the CSD, and that's in the, after the be it therefore resolve that. I don't think that may is necessary. It sounds too, like, if we may to, decide to do this or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Without it, it's...
Well, I get where you're going with that, but it's also the whole, you're, it's not a locked thing. They have to put in a written request, and it's up
right.
to my
right.
discretion, which obviously, and if they don't like that, they can bring it before the board, but...
Right.
But I think if you take that out of there, it almost makes it sound like it's a done deal for them.
Well, no, because you still got consider. The LSCSD consider.
Well, that doesn't sound right.
That's not a good.
It would have to be replaced,
or
like
maybe
with a will.
Say will consider. Will consider.
May, will, same thing.
No, if no. The may just sounds like we may do this and we may not. I just.
But
will
consider means the same thing.
It's not anything to hell to die on.
No, I know. I hear what you're saying, but...
That's just the way, when I read that, I said the LSC may consider written requests. So it sounds like, you know...
Okay. It's optional.
So,
it sounds optional.
So we have a choice. It's an option. Yeah.
So if we change the word may to will, that, for me, implies that you've got to give an answer, yes or no.
Yeah.
May means... Oh, it fell in my trash can. It's too bad.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm
Why
fine with it.
Oh, we're not accepting them today.
Why would you have to consider it? Why, and under what circumstance would you not approve it?
If somebody turns one in and their house wasn't actually just burnt down in the fire, you may have somebody that comes in here and their house was...
And they already have.
Yeah, but you've already said it has to be in the
house. I understand that, but that doesn't mean they won't come in and apply for it anyway.
Right.
So you can't, you know what I mean? Just because they apply for it doesn't mean they automatically get it.
See, right. I see. That's what I kind of, when it says homes lost, I like the word homes destroyed.
We had that in there and we took it out.
Why?
Because I feel that it's a little too, I don't know.
Formal?
I feel, I think it's a little harsh. I think it's a little harsh. Myself, the way it read with homes destroyed, I didn't like it, so I had Jenny change it to lost.
Yeah.
That maybe that's just me. I just these people are. I gotta tell you, these people are really sensitive. They are.
Well, they know their homes are destroyed.
I know, but you know, I.
It's still hard.
I mean, either way, potato, potato, but.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever the board's pleasure is. I mean, we can change it to whatever. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm just saying that. You know, the LSCSD, if we're going to consider written requests, before we had applications, and I like written requests much, much better, but we're going to consider them, okay? Right there, we can weed out the ones that are not qualified, right? Just like you were saying
yeah.
about applicants. There's qualifications, minimum quals.
So we need to change may to will.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's easy.
Okay.
Do you need, going back to the whereases? The third one
then. Mm-hmm.
I wish I could have read this ahead of time, so I'm not that good at reading on the fly. But so
it was sent to you via email. You got to check your email.
Oh, this was.
Yes.
Oh, I looked twice.
But this
something
didn't have the corrections
to your CSD email.
I know. I mean,
She always checks her mails.
It came yesterday.
Again this morning, I just didn't see it, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not used to my new
email.
So
not this one with crossing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, she's not.
Rodney,
yes and no.
Rodney, come in my door.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Wow.
There's reducing associated assessments for homes, like, completely lost. I mean, you want to, would somebody see the words homes lost and think, well, God dang, 45% of my home was lost. A word or two additional there, clarify it more.
Well, what is our intent? It's if their entire home burned to the ground is our intent.
That's our intent.
So
that's why I like the word. That's why I like the word destroy.
I see where Rick's going with that now.
It's only a couple of words or a word.
I'm okay with destroy.
Whatever you guys like to do. Yeah, we can change it back.
Somebody could still say half.
Okay, we're gonna change the world.
With these reductions.
What?
I mean, the people some people had only a partial destruction.
They only had, there was very little. Yeah, there were some homes that just had some windows that were burnt and stuff like that. And this isn't intended for them, those people. Matter of fact, most of those homes are already repaired. But
the way I say it's intended for homes that are unlivable.
Well, the homes that were completely destroyed.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They're just not there anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to change, in the third whereas, we'll change loss to destroyed.
Back.
It's okay.
I just told her I'm sorry.
Feel bad.
I had her change it.
So,
no, it's it. No.
All right. That's any other technical. Carol.
I thought of something else. So I'm reading about all the time frames. You've got the 10 days and then the 5 days, 10 days, and that's all for them paying the fees. We don't say how long we have to make the determination that they qualify or whatever, do we?
Nope.
That is what those days are in regards to, I believe.
I'm not saying that we need to have that, but I'm just wondering if...
if the request for emergency assessment reduction is denied in whole or part, the owner shall pay the assessment fees or portion thereof the GM determines he or she shall pay within 10 working days of the LSCSD making the determination on the application for emergency assessment. Well, it really doesn't matter because with the way this states in my mind is once they turn in that request, their fees are in a standby stasis until we make that determination. They don't have to pay anything until we make that determination.
Right.
You know,
and we don't tell them how long it's going to be, 30, 60 days, whatever.
Yeah, it isn't going to be that
long. It's open-ended.
It's not going to be that long. I get a request, I'm going to take care of it. Well, that's just it. I don't want to tell them that it's going to be within 5 days and I'm on vacation. I mean, that's not fair. You know what I mean? Then we get the...
And does it need to come before the board? Because you're saying here that... if they go to a review, an appeal, then it has to go.
Then it has to come to the board. Yep.
Yeah.
So if I turn them down.
Just approving these?
Yeah. If I approve
it.
The
resolution says it.
Yep.
He can approve it.
Yep. If I approve it and they don't, or disapprove it and they don't like that, then they can bring it before the board because ultimately you guys oversee that. Which, let's be honest, those 26 homes, why would we not approve them? I mean, there's no reason to not approve those. The only other ones there might be is, like I said, there's one on Rainbow that's questionable. And
I just want to make sure that if they do appeal, that we don't have to have tons of special meetings.
No,
either.
No.
I just have one little comment on that, paragraph after resolved. If the requests for assessment reduction is denied, plural, did you want to take the S off of request in the second paragraph?
Gotcha.
Oh, I gotcha. Gotcha. Yep.
If the request for emergency assessment reduction is denied in whole or in part,
okay.
Shall
good catch.
Pay the assessment fees or portion thereof the GM determines shall pay within 10 working days of CSD making the determination and application of emergency as well. That's all I said. Okay.
This is what happens when you have somebody on the board that worked in a legal office.
Sometimes we see little stuff.
I already knew that.
Oh, no, I think it's awesome.
No, it's great. No, it's great. Yeah.
Carol picks up stuff more than I do.
Wordsmithers.
No, that's why we do this. So, yeah.
Yep.
It's good.
So we have, so in the third whereas, we added, what's the language that got added?
Jenny.
Like reduce the associated assessments.
Whereas the board.
He
cued me, so
no,
I thought that's what I was doing.
My bad.
Okay, so I have. Whereas the board would like to reduce the associated assessments for homes destroyed by the 2022 mill fire back to unimproved assessment status.
I like it.
So help, now I need help understanding in the last paragraph of the page. So, I'm trying to work out the timing too. So, they, if they're,
the 5 days to appeal it?
Well, they can appeal. They have 5 days to appeal. Yeah.
Yeah, but what happens to their... I mean, in the second paragraph, it says if they're denied, they've got to within 10 days...
Pay.
Well, I think then if you appeal, then
pay
that,
your fee.
That 10 days...
But if they appeal within 10 days...
5 days.
Within 5 days, thank you.
You're welcome.
Then where does it say that their requirement to pay is suspended until the board makes a decision?
I think that when you make an appeal, that's a given. Okay. When you appeal, then okay. you're appealing that decision. So the decision isn't in force yet until the appeal is done.
Right. Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Correct.
Thank you.
Is that right?
Tried until proven guilty.
What?
Tried until proven guilty.
Yeah. Yeah, you're tried until proven guilty. Come on.
Right.
No, but you're right. You're right.
Why
no.
do we have it as 5 days? The other two are at 10 days. Kind of a little...
Well, how much time do you want to give
10.
Them to appeal?
Why?
Well,
just make them all 10.
Well, you're going to have to ask Margaret about that because she's the one that set these days.
Okay.
So I'm guessing she did it for a legal standpoint.
There might be some statutory.
There might be some statutory issues, and that's probably why she did it. That would be my guess because normally she wouldn't just throw days in there. Yeah, and really, you get a letter from us saying that, or whatever, a phone call and saying, no, we turned you down, whatever. You have 5 days to write it, say, hey, look, no, I'm appealing this to the board. I mean, it takes 2 seconds, really.
Of course, it takes 5 days for the mail to get to you.
Yeah, most of these people, I think I would contact in person and send a letter to. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't think. Okay. I mean, this is too much of it. And like I said, I don't see us. The only people I see that we might say no to is a couple of them homes that got damaged if they try and file under this. And I'll go out and take a look at those homes personally and see where they're at. And see if they're actually living in the home or what's going on. Like I said, there's the one on Rainbow that I know the house is all boarded up, the windows and everything, and I know they've gutted the inside, but I don't know where they're at, where the status of the house is. So I think that one would probably fall under this provision, and that's probably the only one I know of.
Okay.
So the rest of them were all destroyed.
Yeah.
So. The issue, I think, is whether or not they're using the sewer system at the time.
Well, the issue is whether or not they're using it at all, because if their workers are in there and the house isn't destroyed, they're using the system. They're using the water. They're using the sewer.
Yeah.
They're using it. Exactly.
That's an easy
determination. Exactly. Yeah, I'm not looking for this to be a headache for people. I want this to be smooth, easy, and help these people out, But at the same time, we're not going to let the district get taken advantage of by some individuals that think that they should have their sewer disconnected and not pay for stuff because it's just what they think. Yeah.
I see a pagination error at the bottom of it. It could make it confusing to read that sentence. Portion thereof is the bottom of the sentence. Last sentence on the front page.
Mm-hmm.
It's just pagination error. Pagination issue.
What you're saying is don't go to the second page at that point.
Right.
Okay.
or don't dare be doing it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have, where we are now is that we rewrote the third whereas per Jenny's recitation. Under the be it therefore resolved that, we changed the word may to will, and in the next paragraph we made request singular on the third word of that next paragraph. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Now, it's time for public comment. Now that we've made it to the technical issues.
I think it's a good idea that for destroyed homes, you are going back to unapproved status. That makes perfect sense.
And what do you think about...
That means we can't file.
No. Sorry.
What do you think about not requiring to pay another connection fee?
I think you should pay for services. What was it he was saying? For materials and labor.
Mm-hmm. To connect back up. Which they do anyway when they file the application. Normally under the application they would pay the connection fees. In this case, when they file the application, we'll be telling them on those particular lots that they will be paying time and material to hook them back up, which is water should just be dropping the meter back in and stubbing out a 98% for them, which should be really easy. The sewers have been disconnected to all those lots already anyway because we had to. So that's just going to be a matter of really that I think at the time Rodney put two-way cleanouts on all of them if they didn't have them. So it's just going to be a matter of there's your sewer, bring your line to it, and you know it shouldn't be a huge deal. So
yeah, and that'll be all fair in their cost of building.
Yeah, and you know the thing is it's only 26 homes. Sorry,
we're still in public comment.
Okay. You still have a minute
we're
and
good?
A half,
yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
No, that's okay. No, I think time and labor's or labor and parts are fine. Mm-hmm. I think that's understandable.
Okay. So now back, Andrew. Do we have a motion from
yeah. I'll make that motion that we approve the emergency waiver per the changes discussed.
We approve a resolution of the board. I think you need to read the title of it.
Oh, resolution of the Board of Directors of Lake Shasta Community Services District proposing the adoption of an emergency assessment reduction.
So do we have a second?
I will second.
No one was always getting it. Come to it.
All right. Do we have further discussion? Well, then I'll call the question.
Oh, he's raising your hand.
It just seems like the right thing to do besides, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Somebody
I agree.
Be on next door, the right thing if this doesn't happen.
It's already
yeah.
happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Okay, any more discussion? No? Okay, then I'll call the question. All in favor of the motion to approve the resolution of the Board of Directors of the Lake Shasta Community Services District proposing the adoption of an emergency assessment reduction. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. The motion carries. The measure carries.
Motion carries.
She's always correct.
We should find a way to put that.
Motion carries 5-0.
We should find a way to put that tag on the new website and attach this resolution to it.
Oh, like the teaser?
Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're talking new website and how to tag this to the new website with a teaser so people can actually look at it right away when they release the website.
Now staff comments.
No, you know what? I think it's the right thing to do, and I appreciate the board's help on this. And Rick, thank you for the discussions about it. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay, any board member comments?
None at this time.
All right. Then we are going to adjourn the open session and reconvene the closed session that we... five minutes.
Thank you.
Hey, you still got some arguing to do.
Some arguing?
Come on. Yeah, some joint understanding things.
Rick, I just want to say, and I've told several people this, that I felt